Isaiah chapter 45 and in verse 19. I have not spoken in secret in the dark place of the earth. I said not to the seed of Jacob, seek me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Exodus 23:25. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in thy land. The number of your days I will fulfill. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' precious name. The profit of service. Part 3. The profit of service. Our objective is to understand the profitability of kingdom service. There are very crucial things to know or to note concerning kingdom service. In the first service we began and we said, number one, that seeking and serving God are gainful adventures of life. They are not wasteful endeavors. They are gainful adventures of life. They are not wasteful. Meaning, it pays to serve God. It will cost to serve self and serve the devil, but it pays to serve God. It pays to serve Jesus. I speak from my heart. It pays to serve God. Number two, God is never a user of people. He is a raiser of people. He is a maker of people. He told Peter and Andrew, he said, come and I will make you. Follow me and I will make you. Listen. God is not trying to increase his value using man's help. He only tries to increase our value by his help. If there is anything God wants to do with you, it's not that he wants to become more valuable. Finally, God is a rewarder of labor. Not just, he does not just remember labor, he rewards labor.
On you. What a good way to be wasted. On you. Always my life. On you. There is profit. On you. a good way.
What a good way to be wasted, Lord.
On you.
On you.
On you.
On you.
What a good way.
What a good way to be wasted, Lord.
On you.
On you.
What is the profit? What does it pay? What is the reward? Number one, supernatural supplies. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. God gives wages to his workers. He pays the bills of those who do his will. Supernatural supplies. Number two, divine health and vitality. You shall serve the Lord your God. He shall take away sickness from the middle of you, from your liver, your kidney, from your pancreas. It is good to know these things because listen, if you don't know what is yours, you won't recognize it when you see it. If you don't know what is yours, you won't know when you have missed it. It's important to know. He will take away sickness from the midst of you. So you have the authority to go before God and say, I am serving you. I cannot serve diabetes. I am serving you. I can't serve hypertension. Divine health and vitality. Number three, distinction and worth. You will return and discern between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. So there is a difference between those who serve God and those who are not serving God. I've seen the difference in my own life with those who were playing with God when we were serious with God. Distinction and worth. You stand for him, you stand out in life. Number three, deliverance and liberty. Let my people go that they may serve me. Exodus chapter 8 verse 20. Let my people go that they may serve me. Exodus chapter 9 verse 1. Let my people go that they may serve me. Exodus chapter 9 verse 13. Let my people go that they may serve me. Exodus chapter 10 verse 3. Let my people go that they may serve me. Exodus chapter 10 verse 7. Let my people go that they may serve me. How many times? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Almost. Let my people go that they may serve me. If you are ready to serve him, no witch can tie you down. If you are ready to serve him, no generational curse can hold you down. If you are ready to serve him, no ancestral curse can hold you down. And I speak right now against everything that has held you down. Today, they lose their grip. Five is divine life and longevity. The number of your days, I will fulfill. The number of your days, I will fulfill. The number of your days as you serve me. You want to live your life for him? No devil can cut that life short. Hear that? You want to live your life for God? No devil can cut that life short.
You want to live your life for God. No witch can cut that life short. You want to live your life for God. No killer can cut that life short.
No devil can deprive you of the balance of your days. If it remains 2 days for you to finish your assignment on it, when you have lived a good old age, no devil can deprive you of that 2 days. Divine life and longevity. Number six is honor and dignity. The honor of the master naturally falls on the servant. Honor and dignity. Honor and dignity. He that waiteth on his master shall be honored. That is why you see a lot of servants of God with so much honor. One president of an African country visited Nigeria and went to Canaan land and was moving around. And God's servant, Bishop Oyedepo, heard. So, I heard you are around. He said, yes, I'm around. I just didn't want to bother you since I'm not on appointment. A whole president said, I didn't want to bother you since I am not on an appointment. I just came to look around and just see and go. There is a level of honor at any level of service that God gives to those who serve. Number seven is supernatural fruitfulness. None shall be barren among you. Nothing shall cast their young, nor be barren. Nothing. If you are fruitful for God, no devil can deny you your fruit in life. Just bear fruit in the kingdom and remain at it consistent. Number eight, the anointing. His assignment attracts his endowment. His assignment attracts his endowment. His assignment attracts his equipment. If you are on his assignment, you can't lack his equipment. That is what is called the anointing. Now, number nine, divine preservation. These last four, we haven't dealt with them. Divine preservation. Malachi chapter 3 verse 17 to 18. Look at what he said. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son that serveth him. Other people are wasted, they can't be wasted. Daniel chapter 3 verse 28. Nebuchadnezzar speaking concerning Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any other god. They were thrown in the fire. The fire couldn't burn them because fire cannot burn fire. He maketh his servants a flaming fire. They served God, they were fire. So fire entered fire. Fire cannot burn fire. That was the story of Daniel in the lion's den. Daniel chapter 6 verse 16. And then verse 20 to 22. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God, whom thou servest, that's the word, servest continually, he will deliver you. Because you serve him, he will deliver you. And when the king came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said unto Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver you from the lions? Servest, servest, servest. Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God sent his angels. What about Paul the apostle? Acts chapter 27, verse 23. He said, they are stood by me this night, the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul. Thou must be brought before us, and lo, God has given you all those people who are traveling with you. Next verse. For your sake they are preserved. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told to me. Can stop there. Say, Paul, you are going to go and there shall be no loss. In your life, there shall be no loss. If you are wasting yourself on God, no devil can waste you on it. Divine preservation is a package of kingdom service. And from this moment forward, you shall see deliverance in the middle of disaster. Number 10 is divine presence. Do you see what God told Solomon through David in 1 Chronicles chapter 28 verse 20? 1 Chronicles 28:20. He said, and David said to Solomon his son, be strong and of good courage and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed. For the Lord God, even my God, will be with you. He will not fail you. He will not forsake you until you have finished all the work of the service. He will be with you. He will be with you. Mark chapter 16 verse 20. And they went forth and preached everywhere. The Lord walking with them. The Lord walking with them. Acts chapter 10 verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Kingdom service attracts divine presence. It attracts divine presence. Listen. Those who go out for God, go out with God. When you go out for God, you go out with God. They went and the Lord went. When you go out for God, whether it is for evangelism or for the work of the house, you go out for God, you go out with God. And note this. Those who do his bidding never lack his backing. If you do the bidding of God, if you do what he bids you to do, you never lack his backing. You never lack his presence. 11. Profit of serving God. Divine direction. Divine direction. 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 9 to 10. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that you shall say, speak, Lord, for your servant hears. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Speak, Lord, for your servant is. And the Lord came and stood and called us at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, speak, for thy servant hears. We have a speaking master who is willing to speak to listening servants. We have a speaking master who is willing to speak to listening servants. 1 Kings chapter 8 verse 26. And now, O God of Israel, let your word, I pray you, be verified, which thou speakest to thy servant. Which thou speakest. So God speaks to servants. Somebody say amen. He does not just give you instructions about the work of God. He gives you instructions about your life, the whole of your life, the whole of your life. You see, because the welfare of the workman affects the welfare of the work. The happiness of the servant determines the outcome of the service. Am I communicating at all? God wants to relate with you to a point where he takes care of you by instruction, so that his work in your hand does not suffer frustration. Let me give you an example. When I was in the university, I was very, very restless. I was preaching here, I was preaching here, I was preaching there. I was on the campus like a rolling ball of fire. I went for a revolution. I told myself, I said, I'm not in the university because I'm going to become the first medical doctor. Neither will I be the last. So there's no big deal. But I am here to do your work. And I had a deal with God. For as long as I do your work, please ensure that I don't fail one exam. And the deal was sealed. So I preached full blast. Woke up in the morning, stood in front of hostels, preaching through school buses. Did campus revivals. We did something called campus fire conference. In those days, youth fire conference. I was medical students fellowship president of my university. And then became the national president. Preached across the universities in Nigeria. University of Lagos, University of Ilorin, University of Ibadan. Preached on the ABU Zaria. Preached at the University of Maiduguri. Preached, I think, all the way to Calabar, to Port Harcourt, to Ogun State University. Just preached across like that. To medical students. And then while I was in this assignment, please take your seat so that those at the back can see. And God told me, he said, I want to show you who you will marry. He said, so that in the course of going about, you don't get confused as to who is it. Because he may come to a point and say, could this be the one? Could that be the one? He said, I just want to clear you. Isn't that wonderful? I heard that in the course of service. And so that you can be married to somebody who will not frustrate your life and frustrate your ministry and frustrate your destiny. Because you may be willing and madam is not willing. You want to go for God and she wants to go for the world. Within 7 days, he says, I set myself apart. Within 7 days, clear identity of who it was. I said, really? I know the sister. I have been praying for her all this while, trusting God for her to give her a good husband. You say you are a good husband. That was the truth. I mean, it wasn't in my mind at all, but that direction came in the course of service. There are people, the only request they have from God is give me a husband or a wife. Doing nothing for God at all. I say, God bless me. Okay, bless you to do what with the blessing? Give me a job so that, how will you job the job? How is my interest covered in the job? In what way do you plan to represent me in that job? I need money to do what with the money? So that you too can have car and let people know you can buy car too. Or have a house in Metama, Sokoro, somewhere. No. While you are in the course of his assignment, even if it is dream of the night, visions and revelation, a wrong friend is about to enter your life that is going to derail you from kingdom service and send you to hell. He will show you one dream in the night. Where you see the friend, the so-called friend with the head of a dog. Or something terrible. And then he begins to manifest physically. Then you realize, no, this is not good for you. Where you are going, you can't go with this kind of friend. When you are passionate about God, he begins to talk to you on issues that will make your life focused enough to serve him well. Am I communicating at all? That will make your life make your life committed enough to do the right thing. Divine direction. And I speak to somebody here today. Every spirit of deafness, spiritual deafness in your life, today is the end. And finally, eternal rewards. Eternal rewards. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6 to 8. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, up there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. When all is said and done, the most important thing is, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Beloved, a time will come where the cost of your suit will not matter. And the cost of the shoe. And the size of your house. And the price of your car. Thank God for our degrees. But where my medical certificate means nothing. Where who you know, who you are connected with in government means nothing. The time will come where what matters is, how did you spend your life? In which direction did you waste your time? Did you waste your talent? Did you waste your energy? How did you waste your resources? At that place, the billionaire and the pauper are at the same level. At that time, the president and the peasant are on the same level. What will change level is what we did with God. The tenant and the landlord will be at the same level. All the things that people brag about, we can only brag about them right on earth here. That is what really matters. Eternal rewards. Listen, Revelation chapter 14, verse 13. Look at this passage. And I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, write, blessed are the dead which died in the Lord from henceforth. Yeah, said the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them. Whatever you did for God on earth here, there is a follow-up of it in heaven. And their works follow them. Their works follow them. How many souls they led to Christ follow them there. How they were able to impact the kingdom of God, enlarge the kingdom, it followed them. Their sacrifices for God followed them. My time is up. But my counsel is twofold. Number one, determine to live for God. While live for God and serve God with your life, while you have both time and strength. While there is time, don't end your life having served only your personal interest or earthly interest. While there is time. And secondly, avoid those temptations that hinder effective service. There are temptations that hinder our service for God. Those temptations that hinder effective service. And what are those temptations? We discussed them last week Wednesday. There may be no time, but I'll just rush through it. Temptation number one is the temptation not to go far with God. Oh, take it easy. Don't carry church on your head. Don't be a fanatic. It's a temptation. And you will hear people tell you. Pharaoh tempted Israel with that temptation. Number two is the temptation not to take others along, especially your loved ones. Pharaoh tempted Israel with it. Leave your children behind. Forget about, don't touch anybody's life. Temptation number three is the temptation to serve God without any cost. That is, your money, your sacrifices, your resources are not involved. Nothing touched you. Pharaoh told them, leave your donkeys and camels behind. Only you should go. Temptation number four is the temptation of comparing your commitment to God with that of others. But I don't want to be the only one that is on fire like that. Everybody in my class, nobody is following God. Nobody, and all my mates, nobody is serious with God. No. We are going to give our account separately to God. Don't compare. Number five is the temptation of weariness in service. The Bible says, don't be weary in well-doing. Nobody is seeing what I'm doing. Nobody appreciates me. Nobody values me. All this while I've been serving God. Even those who are not serving God, at times it looks as if they are better. That devil is a bastard liar. They didn't traffic control you well. Your departmental leader didn't talk to you well. He has some people that look to be closer to him than others. Don't let anybody determine your eternity with God. Don't live your life at the expense of other people's actions. The Bible says offense will come. Offense, you will be offended. That is the bad news. But the good news is, woe to the man who is the causer of the offense. Anybody who is a major source of offense to the people of God is under the curse of God. Anybody you drive from church because of your behavior, when you meet God, you will answer. Anybody you drive from the department they are serving, because of your character, either as a leader or as an associate leader, you drive them from serving God because of your behavior, or you are behaving like you own the place. When you meet God, you will answer. You will answer, and the Bible says our God is a consuming fire. Say, I sent that girl to that church, and I sent that girl to that department, and you sent her away from the church. And eventually she sent her to the world. And now she's died and gone to hell. Can you be here and she's in hell? Follow her there. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? He sent somebody to church. Zealous brother. Very passionate for God. You sent him away from the department. You conspired against him with others. And he stopped going to church. And eventually started drinking alcohol. You see, when I was an unbeliever, my friends are more caring than these church people. We cared more for each other than the way these people are doing. Let me return back there. He dies in his alcoholism, goes to hell. And you appear at the gate of heaven. And God said, what are you doing here? You say, I just came to. You say, do you remember that person? I sent him to that church. You were in that church. You sent him from the church by your character. Sent him to the world. Now he is in hell. And you want to be here? Follow him there and remain there. He said, woe unto him by whom the offense comes. When people are enjoying bitterness, enjoying backbiting, enjoying conspiracy, enjoying ganging up against others, they don't know they are playing with hell. Enjoying petty quarrel. Enjoying petty gossip. This one said that. This one said that. You carry two people, jam their head. You said this to this person. You said the opposite to the other person. You, one person. Jam the eye. Then you are moving and you are smiling. That smile turns to cry in a short while. Because you say woe unto him by whom the offense comes. And then when God say woe, no pastor can reverse it. If a witch curse you, pastor can pray for you. If a wizard curse you, if your mother, father curse you, it can be reversed. But if it is God who is cursing, who is reversing it? Nobody. Hallelujah. But that will never be our portion. I pray for us today, and in the name of Jesus, we shall not be victims. We shall not be victims. I prophesy to someone here today, the benefits of service is coming your way. The benefits of serving God is coming your way. If you are saying amen, stand up and shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. You heard something, say amen. Lift up your two hands.